Welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 6, episode 8. It's episode number 233. How's it going?
Goes.
Hey, Jan is, we're live for the patrons. Jan is in the house. Matt's in the house. Hey, guys.
I know. It's like, hey. You asked us, how's it going? Like, Jana popped up. I'm like, so much better.
Next week's our 69 episode again.
Hooray!
I just realized that.
69.
Man, we should have made that one the live show.
We should have, but we didn't.
We're going to have like a general live show.
I was going to say,
true.
I mean,
that's true. It's
in costume.
It's in the future. We can still do things. It's yeah. Nothing set in stone.
I know. Then I'm going to have to wear makeup twice in a row. Not really.
Or you don't.
I'm in the same mascara from this morning, so it's not on anymore. Sorry, guys. Yeah. I got a pimple right here that I didn't bother to refix. I love you all, though. Thanks. Thanks for joining us. If you'd like to join us at the Hangout level to become a patron and see us makeup-less with pimples, I'm really selling it right now. Not the broadcasters 3. Patreon.com.
I am right there with you.
Patreon.com/JandJack, or you go to jjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top corner of the page. I think it's the right one. It's been a while since I've looked. Anyway, you know where to find us. How's it going, everybody?
Good.
Just fine.
Good. Yeah. It's my half birthday today.
Oh, no way!
A very merry half birthday.
Thank you.
It's kind of a ridiculous thing,
not that I'm celebrating, but it's just like, it's my half birthday.
Cool. It's my cousin's birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Ro is watching us from the car. She's driving home. Driving home from where? Ooh.
I hope you're being safe. Eyes on the road, Ro.
But don't.
We're not wearing makeup, so you really have nothing to look at. Although I did start using a new face serum, which I think is working really well.
What face serum?
It was one... that I got in one of my bump boxes. My mom bought me a bunch of like bump boxes. They're like Stitch Fix for pregnant ladies.
Ooh,
and you get a box every month, and they're like all these really fun, like all natural, like skincare products and all sorts of fun stuff. And this serum was one of them. And the one I was using before that ran out. So I was like, let me start using this one. And I really like it.
That's awesome. I didn't know that that existed. Oh, look at that. And there's a dad bump box, too. And a new mom bump box.
Yeah. It's really fun. I got a lot of really cool things. I got a this, like, coffee bean, like, coconut rum scrub that I really
love. Sounds delicious.
But it leaves a crazy mess in my white tile bathroom. So every time you use it, you're like, well, frig, now I got to clean the freaking shower.
Yeah.
So it was like, that was very relaxing and soothing, but now I have to do work.
Yeah.
It smells really yummy and it leaves my skin really silky.
That's good. Nice. That's awesome. You're going back to work in a week and a half, right?
Don't remind me.
I'm sorry. Oh, I know. So isn't it so nice being home?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to be home. I'm not like going into the office, but like having to do work.
Yeah. Added responsibilities.
Yeah. Yeah. I emailed my boss this week, just like, hey, reminder, I'm coming back. So I got added to some meetings and I'm like,
Yeah.
But it'll be fine.
So will Eden be going to a daycare when you go back?
No. Daniel's still, thankfully, because we live in New York State, so we have paid family leave. A generous amount of paid family leave. So he still has 7 weeks of his leave that he's going to take. Yeah. So New York paid family leave is up to 12 weeks.
That's awesome.
So yeah, we are very, very fortunate to live where we do because it has allowed me to take so much time off, which is really criminal because it's not so much time. It will be 20 weeks by the time I go back. So, you know, in the grand scheme of the world, that's not a ton of time compared to other developed countries. But
whatever.
We're America. We hate people not working.
Right. Your job.
Yeah. You're defined by what you do and what you get paid to do. So.
Right. Which, so dumb. But as you can see, though, like, going through, like, I feel like paid maternity leave, like, should go through 4 months. Because, like, you get sent back just as you're about to go, like, developmentally into, like, my least favorite stage of like the babiness, which is the 4 month sleep regression, which is something I never figured out and hated and maybe, yeah.
I think we went through it last week, knock on wood. I think it was not as painful as it could have been.
Oh, that's good. Mine lasted like a full month with Alex. That was the month that Jay slept in Enzac's room and Alex slept on my bed because he couldn't sleep in the rock and play anymore, and he had the acid reflux, so he couldn't sleep flat on his back in the pack and play, and he liked to sleep, but he just kept getting woken up by, like, his tummy aches, so it was that full month until they let us start to do just little tablespoons, like one or two a night of like solid foods to kind of coat it to help with the gas.
Mm.
And then that kind of helped a lot, but that was a really tough month. Like, Alex wise months 4 and month 7 were tough. 4, 7 was teething and 4 was just the regression. Yeah. And then like, I think it was like 14 or 15 months was also tough because he stopped teething, but then for a really long period of time, he only had like half the teeth in his mouth. And they all came in when he was like 14 or 15 months. I think it might have been later. I think it was 19 months. It was because we went to Comic-Con when he was 1.5 years and he didn't have all his teeth. And then he got them right after we came home. So, yeah.
Oh, good thing it was after you got home and not while you were there.
Oh, my God. All in one room with him just screaming because he was teething. Oh, God.
Yeah. No.
Ethically, we had some like ethically questionable Tylenol allotments.
Thankfully, I think it wasn't. I don't think it was quite so bad for us. Hopefully, it was just last week. I think it sort of began with what you guys saw last Tuesday when we were recording, and probably went through Friday night, maybe because Daniel's brother came to visit us. This weekend. So we were, and he was sleeping in here, which shares a wall. So Eden's room is just through this wall right here. So we were like, yeah, she's kind of sleep regressing right now. So if you hear her, like we're also doing, you know, not cry it out, but like we give her about 10 minutes when she wakes herself up. Cause usually she can put herself back down in that amount of time. Like it's freakishly like at like 9 minutes and like 57 seconds, she'll fall back asleep. It's bizarre. She's like screaming, so you get to the door, and then all of a sudden it's quiet, and you're like,
"Yeah."
But then after that, she started sleeping through the night again, and has for the past couple of days. So we were like,
"Nice."
Homegirl knows how to put on a show, and when she knows there's an audience, she's like, "Oh, there's someone here. I'm gonna be on my best behavior."
Nice. Well.
And then she remembered that sleeping through the night is wonderful and everyone loves it. So she's been keeping it up.
Awesome. Good job, Eden.
Yeah. And we're still working on those daytime naps, but, you know, I'm a little less concerned about the daytime naps if we can all get a full night's sleep at night.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Shandy, how is Fiona doing?
Fiona's doing much better. She got blood work done again at the end of last week, and, like, all of the things are like moving, you know, up or down back in the direction where they're supposed to be. So she's still a little bit anemic and a little bit anemic, but it's like, it's trending in the right direction. Her white blood cells are looking pretty good. Her red blood cells are looking pretty good. Like not perfect, but there was a massive change and she gained like, so in the space of a week, since us getting home, she gained 0.8 pounds. And now, so this is a couple days out, she's probably rounded that off to at least 1 pound. We don't have to give her perfusion anymore, like her underdermal, subdermal, whatever.
That's got to be great for you guys.
Oh, my God. It was stressful on everyone involved.
I imagine.
You bet.
Yeah, just like poking a needle underneath her skin and then putting liquid in. I mean, you know, like squeezing the thing so it'd go faster. So there's just like this liquid going. It's very strange. So I'm glad we don't have to do that anymore. Of course, her catheter was out for a while, and we were giving her antibiotics orally, but we don't have to do that anymore either. And so now we're like just going back to trying to fix like her thyroid levels, which is, you know, what she had before.
Yeah.
And those got all out of whack during this whole time. Mm-hmm. And the vet was like, well, that doesn't kill cats. So like, let's just leave that for now. So I gave her medicine yesterday. I haven't done it yet today. It does seem like it's making her puke. So apparently one of the side effects of the medication that we have to give for her thyroid is vomiting. So now I'm also wondering if that's part of why she was puking so much earlier. Again, she's always been a puker too, so it's like hard to
notice it
right away. And yeah. So anyway, our vet went on vacation for 2 weeks, and it was so nice. I talked to her on Saturday, and she was like, "I'm sorry, I'm leaving you guys." I was like, "Oh my god, please, like, enjoy your vacation." Also, like, it's only 2 weeks, you know. Well, it'll go by fast. I didn't say that to her, but just like it. But she was so sweet, and she was like, "Yeah," and like all the technicians, you know, there's multiple technicians here who are very familiar with Fiona. And after, you know, we went there like 4 times in a week. I was like, yeah. So. Anyway, I'll talk to her when she comes back about the thyroid thing, because I'm not really sure what to do about that, if there's like any alternative way to give her medication. But it seems like the pill and the dermal application of the medication both make her puke. So I don't know. But yeah. Just in terms of like general health, she's doing so much better. You can tell that she's gained weight. Like, she looks totally different. She's stronger than she was even when we recorded last week. Yesterday when I walked outside to go get the mail or something, and she tends to follow me around, and I heard a cat behind me as I was walking down the walkway, and I thought it was Gabby because of the cadence of the pace, and I turned around and it was her. Like, aww. She was like trotting.
Oh,
so Fiona's got her groove back.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's much, much better. She was on my lap a little bit earlier, and then she's in the room just next door. But I think she's happy that, like, people are here.
Aww.
Back.
That's great.
And she's feeling better. And, and Gabby, it's so funny. Like, God, cats are so smart. Because, like, you know, Gabby has always loved Fiona. And that feeling is not always mutual, in part just because of the age difference and so behavioral differences. So, like, Gabby will roughhouse with Fiona. And, you know, Fiona's not always up for that, but she can hold her own. But, of course, during the time that Fiona was sick, like, Gabby was super gentle and, like, didn't do any of that. And then last night I noticed that Gabby, like, pounced on Fiona and played with her a little bit. And then Fiona, of course, was like, you know, but, like, it was back to sort of usual. Normal. Like, Gabby knew she wasn't going to break her.
Oh,
like, they're just so smart.
I love that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. I'm
glad everyone's getting back, getting back good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's got her groove back. But now I'm kind of like, well, now I can never leave again. So.
Oh, no. Maybe just not.
I mean,
for a
seriously, we're like, what's going to happen at Christmas? I don't know. But. And like,
well,
Raleigh,
you won't be gone for a full month at Christmas time.
Right.
So.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. That's like a problem to think about in a couple of months, but
exactly. No one knows what's going to happen between now and then. She might just be a totally brand new superwoman cat and it won't even be an issue anymore and everything will be fine.
Who knows? And also, I mean, maybe the Delta variant will make us stay home. That's also like a very real possibility.
Or that. Hopefully not that.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully not that. Oh, my God. Hopefully not that. I'm still holding out hope that, because they say Delta burns hot but quickly. And I'm hoping that by October it will be, like, you know, gone.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Here and now, things are good. Yeah.
I'm really happy to hear that she's doing so much better.
Me too.
And I'm happy to hear that Amanda is more well rested. So,
well,
broads debatable. Are doing better.
I mean, I'm closer to well rested.
Nice.
Half rested.
We started watching that TV show White Lotus. We have one episode left.
And
it's good. I know that, like, the whole thing is a metaphor for other things, and I'm excited to finish the last episode so I can go read more about it. But yeah, it's definitely a drama and a dramedy. Steve Zahn and Jennifer Coolidge are literally at their Steve Zahniest and Jennifer Coolidge-est, like, ever in the show.
So then how is it a drama?
I know, right? They're the humor in the whole thing. Like, gotcha. They're the comic relief. Connie Britton is in it.
Oh, gosh, I love Connie Britton.
I know, I love her too. She's so
great. I also
great.
Love Steve Zahn, like, yeah. Which is probably a weird thing to say, but we've been watching Treme, and his character in Treme is really, like, weird, and it's like, all right, Steve Zahn.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Well, he's in the show if you want to check it out. Also, who else is in it? The dude that played the kid in the last season of The Office, who was like the new Jim. I'm blanking on the character's name. But if you saw his face, you would recognize him. He looks like him, but 10 years older. Like, he looks the exact same, but 10 years older. Matt said in the chat that loving Steve Zahn is nothing to be ashamed of.
He's great in that thing you do.
Yes, he is great in that thing you do. So, yeah, the dude who plays... I'm sure Matt can fact-check me in the chat, but, like, he plays the kid that's, like, the new Jim in the last season of The Office when they have all the interns or whatever. And then the chick who is his wife on the show is from... She's from Percy Jackson. She's from... Oh, my God. She's from a whole bunch of things, too, that we recognize. Oh, she's from the Baywatch movie with... Zac Efron.
These are all things I have not seen.
I know. Oh, Jake Lacy is the name of the actor. I was trying to think of his name. And yeah, so she plays his wife. There's a whole bunch of people in it. All of the characters are completely fucking insane. And I think that's the point of it. But the guy who wrote it and as a showrunner created it, blah, 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 is Mike White from Survivor, Shandy.
Was he a contestant?
So he's also the guy that wrote School of Rock with Jack Black. He was on Millennials versus Gen X. What? No, I'm sorry. David versus Goliath. He was in David versus Goliath. And he sat at the final three and he finished second place. He got votes, but he finished second place to the crazy MAGA dude, Nick.
Huh. I am like...
If you Googled him, you would recognize
I am Googling
him. Mike White. Mike White Survivor, you can type in even. Yeah, he finished second, like legit second, like with votes, not tied with somebody else. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I do not remember. Oh, David and versus Goliath?
Mm-hmm.
I never watched that season. That's why.
You didn't watch that season?
Sometimes Survivor seasons and contestants like blend together, especially now that we're no longer podcasting about it.
I know.
There are a couple of seasons that I have now never seen. I was always current, and then during the one that Ben won, I just stopped watching. Stopped watching it towards the end, like the last few episodes. Never saw.
Heroes versus Hustlers. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And then missed a couple of seasons altogether and haven't really felt the need to go back. I think I missed most, like I started watching again at season 40 or maybe season 39, like getting excited for season 40. But yeah,
there's that many episodes or seasons of Survivor.
I've done a podcast about it and I'm sitting here trying to figure out what season Ben won. Okay. So clearly I very much care as well.
the names too. I just can't. What was Ben on?
I remember that Ben's season was with Chrissy and Ryan. I think his name was
the kid who was
this dorky kid that sold himself as like this virgin person, and like that was his whole thing. But like, I don't Yeah. All right.
There's also very just like generic people names. Like, oh, it's a season with like Ben and Sarah and Emily and Brian.
Well, you know, there was a season with Ben and Sarah. I'm sure, but like
Ben's one, Sarah's one. Yeah, there's
Ben's. Yeah, it was actually called Winners at War with Ben and Sarah.
Yes, two just lovely
people. Beings. People that I wouldn't hang out with.
I don't know them, so I can't say. But I don't like their.
But I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that I wouldn't hang out with them in real life.
Yeah.
Tony would be exhausting, but I would really try to hang with Tony, but too exhausting. So White Lotus, it's, you know, it's definitely one of your soapy, campy, soap opera-y drama shows, but like the characters are very fascinating at the same time. Like they have such unique issues that are also not unique at the same time. Like it's, I don't know. There's one episode, I think it's episode 4, where there's a sequence on a boat, and Jay and I, with Jennifer Coolidge, of course, Jay and I laughed for, like, 30 minutes straight. Like, the sequence itself is maybe 8 to 10 minutes of the whole episode, but we laughed so hard, we just couldn't. good times. But I recommend checking that out. And then the only other thing I really did was I saw Alanis Morissette on Sunday night, and it was really fun.
That's right.
That's right. I have to go back and look at your stories. Every time I clicked to watch them, I was breastfeeding, so I couldn't have the sound on. So I need to go back and watch your journey.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm going to do a blog post. It will be out by the time that this is posted. But I wrote down a set list because I'm the weirdo that does that. So, including the encores, it was 23 total. Most of the songs were from Jagged Little Pill, with a couple of interludes in there. Like, Under Rug Swept was like an interlude, which is a bummer to me, actually, because Under Rug Swept, I love that song. It's such a great song. Yeah, it was really fun. When she played Thank You, we got really silly and started to, like, scream, like, Thank you, Moderna! Thank you, Pfizer! Thank you, vaccinated people! Mm-hmm. And then, like, for everything, like, because we were in the back. So the way that it was, we were lawn seats, and it was on a hill, and we were like, well, let's just sit, like, in the back that's next to the, like, concession stand, and the bathroom is on the other side of the concession stand, so we're, like, close to everything. Because we got there, you know.
It's mom's going to a concert.
Exactly. Mom's going to a concert. I was like, I want to get my second beer without my shoes on because I'm that close to where I can buy it, which I did. But, so we were up top. So, like, we were just having fun. We were being silly. It wasn't like, you know, we were being obnoxious to anybody. But, yeah, we had really a lot of fun with that. Nice. But, yeah, it was definitely fun. It was definitely a good time, and I'm very glad that we went. Oh, and it was good, awesome. Because Jay's car died while I was driving it for good. Needs a new engine. It's gonna cost $10,000 to fix.
Well, that sounds dangerous.
At the moment. Yeah, good time.
Were you...
I was driving it, I had stopped, and then I had to park, and then I got back in to turn it back on, and it wouldn't turn on. Turns out...
Oh, thank God.
Okay. It had...
So you stopped at a red light, and then it wouldn't go back on. You were somewhere safe.
Turns out it had it was leaking oil, but the oil light never came on. Oh, like, shit. There was never a check engine light. There had only been one issue, because I'd been driving around with my new job, because Jay would take the kids in the morning, and drop off is just easier with the van, because slide out and go. So I had been driving the GTI, and there was one time where I made a very sharp turn, and it gave me an oil warning and then shut off, like, as I was about to, like, merge on Glenwood, which is, like, the main road that, like, goes in front of my house. And I called Jay, and I was like, your car just stopped. And he was like, well, if you turn too hard, it turns the sensor off, and that's why it does that. And I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then I turned it back on. It was fine. And that was the only indication that there might have been an issue with the oil. But, like I said, that was, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And there was we should have taken it in to get looked at in general because it sat in the driveway for a full year because Jay's been working from home for that long. COVID. And we should have. But, like, again, there was never – it passed inspection. Inspection was in June. We didn't have any reason to think that there was no oil, but somewhere there was a leak, and it made the engine go boom. And, yeah.
They'll do that. Yeah. Yeah.
So we just
God, I'm glad that you weren't driving, though, like, when it went, because there was one time that we were driving back from Seattle when we used to live in Montana, and our clutch went out at the top of Snoqualmie Pass in the winter. And thank God I was not the one driving because I would not have. And everyone just like super calmly just like.
Just Zen master.
Us over.
Well, I had
been at least to a place where we could stop and then get towed. But like.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. Like being on like a highway or something. Oh my God.
Well, I had been close to getting on to Aviation Parkway, which would have taken me to 540. So like I was very close to passing the airport and then getting on another like main road and I had stopped for a second and thank God I did. But also where I'd stopped was because it's a German car, it needs to go to, Jay always took it to a specific place. So it cost $48 to tow it through AAA.
Isn't that supposed to be free?
Yeah. It's only free for 2 miles.
Oh shit.
Truly, it's only free for 2 miles.
Huh. Why two?
You can't kind do much like, in 2 miles.
Yeah, that feels kind of arbitrary.
It's probably
or I'm sure they've done the math, and like there's so few instances where you can get somewhere in 2 miles that they're like, well, it guarantees we'll get paid something.
Yeah, maybe. But it's such a bummer, though. Like, I was really upset. It's gonna cost $10,000 to put a new engine in, so.
Oh, my God.
We have the RAV4 with expired tags because we also hadn't driven that in a while. And I was like, man, they waived the late fee, so we'll just get it taken care of whenever. So now I've got to get that.
Whenever.
Yeah.
Now is whenever.
Whatever has arrived.
Now is whenever.
When I went to drive it yesterday morning to work, I was like, oh, well, old girl, you've been sitting here for a while. I hope you turn on. She did, thankfully. So we're going to drive that around for a year. Because the whole thing, like, we just paid off the van in June.
Yeah.
Just then have to turn around and buy
it. So you have to turn around and get another car payment. I was like, this fucking sucks. So we're just going to save up because Jay works from home. So we're just going to, you know, save up for the next like year or something. See if we get anything back in our taxes, blah, blah, blah. And then put that towards something. We're lucky that Jay doesn't have to drive anywhere. So that's,
it's a bummer. That's a real bummer.
But, you know,
could have gotten a lot worse. So
could have gotten a lot worse. I wasn't merging.
You're okay.
Yeah, I wasn't merging.
Cars are replaceable. You are not.
Exactly. And the shitty thing is, it's always me. Every time something dies, I'm the one driving it. Every single time. I have an energy, and it's not okay. I need to start bringing like sage in the car or something. It's just everything that breaks. It's me or it's Zachary. Just the two of us.
Oh, well.
I'm a breaker.
Two out of four glat filters. I suppose it could be worse. Those could be worse odds.
Very true. Jay is like, you kill everything. I'm surprised I'm still alive. And I was like, well, now you're not going to be by the end of the week, so thanks. Why would you say that out loud?
Oh, dear. This has gotten dark.
It has. Jay calls this the bummer summer. He's like, between Zoe and my car, and the Padres exploding, and a couple other things. He's like, this is just bummer summer 2021. And I was like, well, we haven't gotten COVID yet, so can't be that much of a bummer.
Right, silver lining.
But anyway, hey, there's still time.
There's still time.
It's true. Labor Day is not for a week and a half.
Remember that time? For Labor Day, we were going to go see a movie, and we ended up watching the dog get hit by the car and then spending Labor Day in the hospital with the animal that we... Okay, that was the thing that also happened. Anyway, we don't have to go there. The dog died. We paid for it. It was great.
What?
I think this happened in 2015. I think this was right before we started the broadcast. I don't think it was broadcast year.
No, because I feel like I would remember that story, and I sure don't.
I hope I would.
It was,
although
it was,
you probably told it on the tribe, and I'm still forgetting.
I probably told it on the tribe. No, we had a little, like, because Zachary had daycare, but we had the day off, and we went to lunch, and then we were going to go see a movie, and on the way to the movies, we were going to go see the Amy Schumer movie, whatever that was called. We were going to go see the Amy Schumer movie. And on the way, as we were getting off the exit ramp, a dog got hit by a car in front of us, and that car kept driving. The person that did the hitting drove away, and we and the car behind us stopped, pulled over to check on the dog, and I must have been in the RAV4. I don't remember which car we had, but yeah, so the person behind us helped us get the dog into the back of the car, and we wrapped it with, like, the moving packing blankets that we had back there, and I think that person might have had towels or something, and we took it to a nearby animal hospital, and, we waited with the dog for a few hours while they did all the x-rays and the blah, blah, blah. Oh. It was not microchipped or anything, and then they had to put it down, because, you know, it had been hit by a car. And it was not coming back from that. Yeah, it was a great way to spend Labor Day. And by great, I mean awful.
Yeah, better than the root canal.
It was the Friday before Labor Day weekend. But her name was Sheba.
But you were there for a dog to accompany it in its last moments.
Well, we were. We were. We were meant to be there. But we did find out the backstory of the dog. Dog's name was Sheba. She had just been adopted into a family from a shelter. I think it was a couple. No. I don't think there were kids involved. I think it was just a couple. And
but explain why the dog wasn't microchipped.
If they just that's why she wasn't chipped. She had only been with that family for a few days. She had already run away once because she was skittish in the neighborhood. They found her. And then she ran away a second time and somehow made it to the highway. And thanked us for, you know, paying for her to be put down and paying for the x-rays and
did they reimburse you for that?
Of course they didn't. They had the dog for like 5 days.
Well, that's 5 days more than you had her.
Right. I know, right?
We're just being a good Samaritan.
We had her for like 4 hours, so yes. But that's okay. I mean, we weren't doing it to get reimbursed, but...
Of course. It's just a weird, like, if I were them, just saying.
I know, but the lady...
I wouldn't feel comfortable letting strangers pay that much money for my dog.
Yeah,
even if it was for only a couple days, it was still my dog. You know?
I believe that I think she had a tag, but she wasn't chipped. So I think that's how we knew the name. I'm not sure how we figured it out. I believe that I searched through lost groups on Facebook and on Nextdoor and came across a dog that looked a lot like it, I think. Now I can't, you know, I have a blog post on it, and I talk about it in the blog post, how we found the owner, so whatever. If you want to go back to August or September 2015 and read this story, have at it. It doesn't have a happy ending, though. The dog still died, but feel free. anyway, moving on. I found this awesome Reddit thread, "What is the stupidest injury that you've ever gotten?" And it made me feel, you know, like maybe I'm not the only person that breaks things all the time. But I do want to take note that the first thread that I found was the question, what is the worst U.S. state and why? And I thought it was going to be really, like, fun. And it was, like, pretty much universally Mississippi. So... I'm like,
that's what I was going to guess.
There's like somewhere in the South.
People from Mississippi
literally
came
Mississippi
together
first,
and they owned that. They owned that thread. So I was like, all right, I guess that one's not as fun to do. What a gang up on Mississippi. But real quick, I'll read a couple of these. I was trying to open a can of stain, like to paint. The screwdriver slipped and stabbed it right into my other hand. So now I've got a stab injury. Also, while I'm reading these, please feel free to think of your own dumb injuries. Amanda's been with me through many.
That's true. I made sure you got stitches for one. Memory serves.
You did? I tell Zachary that story all the time.
Saved your finger.
You might have. I also cut my finger on a tuna can. Still have a big scar, and I can't feel anything. Ooh. That's true, actually. Where the stitches are, it still hurts, like, weather-related, and when I go like this, I don't really have feeling in that area. Mm. Which, okay. I try to break a thread by wrapping it around my fingers and suddenly pulling.
Oh, no.
This thread must have been made of Kevlar. Cut my finger to the bone.
No.
Maybe ones that aren't quite so gross at filming a bomb.
Okay. This one has to be made up, but I'll read it anyway. My sister said, okay. Hey, I want to shoot your BB gun. So I gave it 10 pumps, hand it to her. Walk over to the tire, and as I'm setting up setting up the pop can on the tire, she shoots me in the ass. It took a doctor 10 minutes to dig it out.
Ooh.
That can't be real, but it was still funny. I'm bombing hard right now. Okay.
Sorry, we're squeamish.
I broke my thumb once while trying to give somebody a hug. I awkwardly caught it on their body.
Oh, no.
There's more detail, but I'm going to stop there. I'm going to put a period. But there is an and, ... explaining what happened. You're welcome, Amanda.
Thanks.
In high school, as I was leaving, I saw a high jump on the field, decided to give it a try. When I landed on my back, my knee came down, and I gave myself a black eye.
Yeah.
I punched myself in the forehead doing improv comedy and gave myself a concussion.
Oh, shit. Yeah, sure.
A horse bit my boob once, hard. I had fun explaining that injury to my mom, but I had a fun
time. How do you like them apples, huh? Oh, my God.
Let's see. Now, that one's too gross. Ooh, that one is also gross. I once injured my leg by jumping off the back of a moving truck so that I wouldn't be in trouble for riding in the back of a moving truck.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's what happens to me. That's what happens to me because I didn't tell the full story of the GTI. I didn't tell you guys why I stopped. So I told Jay I was coming straight home from something, and I stopped to get a geocache on the side of the road.
I mean, that tracks. I mean, anyone that knows you, that shouldn't be terribly surprising.
But then I had to explain why I was on the side of the road instead of coming because I was like, I will be right home. But then I was like, oh, this is right here. I could just turn right here, grab it, get back in the car. It'll only be like 3 extra minutes and nobody will know. And you know what? Everybody knew. And then it was like a day-long fight because I was the asshole. And you know what? I was the asshole in that situation. It
also, 100% sounds like something you would do. So I don't know why Jay got mad. It's like, well, you knew who you married. The story 100% tracks.
Well, to be fair, beforehand, the reason I said I was coming straight home is because I was at something. I was out, and he said, "Please be home by 4. The only thing I want to do is sit on the couch and watch the baseball game today." And I was like, "I will be home by 4, and you can sit on the couch and watch the baseball game." And then I call at 3:47, being like,
"Oh no,
your car is not starting." And since AAA won't let you ride in the car with them anymore, they had to come get me.
Right. Yeah.
So in this situation in which I had the choice, your car is driving, go home and be on time. And I was like, I could be home at 4:03. It'll be fine. I was... You know, am I the asshole? I was the asshole. Because then I came home also with no car.
Yes, but had you known that this is how that story would have ended, you probably wouldn't have stopped.
Yeah, but I would have missed the dance.
You would have. Did you at least find the geocache?
I did.
Okay.
But the funny thing is, I didn't find it at first, because I was trying to be quick, and I was like, "Oh, I don't see it." So I got back in the car. I was like, "I gotta go," and then it wouldn't start. So while I was waiting for them and AAA to get here, I was like, "Well, I got a few minutes. Let me go back out and look." And that's when I found it.
Nice.
And Zachary was like, why did you break daddy's car? And I was like, because sometimes you make choices and mommy made a bad choice today.
It's a good learning, learning opportunity.
Yeah. In the chat, Rose says, when I was 11 or 12, I walked into a window box air conditioner and got a cut in between my eyebrows. Ow.
Ouch.
I won't tell you about the time I got my finger caught in a car door and the car started driving away?
No!
Oh my god.
Car injuries just like,
yeah.
One of my friends in grad school at a party, she walked through a sliding glass door.
Ouch.
She thought it was open and it was not. And she just so confidently strode through it. Had to go to the hospital and ended up, I can't remember the extent of the injuries, but I think it was all things considered really not that bad. Very lucky. I think also maybe because she was so confident and just you can't stop halfway through.
No,
that's when you get hurt, I think.
Exactly. You gotta keep going.
Yes. And I wasn't there at that party, but it to this day is a legendary story that we tell.
Oh, Jana said I broke a finger turning a cartwheel on roller skates on a hill. That's respectable.
That's ballsy to even attempt that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. On roller skates?
Yeah, I wouldn't have even had the roller skates on.
I am surprised that your finger, one finger, is all that you broke.
That's, I know.
Wow.
Hold on. Now I feel like I gotta read each one first because, oh, okay, great. Okay. One time when I was a kid, I was running around the yard pushing a wheelbarrow. I hit a big root, went flying forward into the wheelbarrow, and ended up crashing into a tree 40 feet downhill. That sounds
shit.
That sounds like a Jack Black movie or something, or Will Ferrell movie.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like one of those things you watch in a movie and you're like, oh, in real life, that would be very dangerous and painful.
This person has a runner-up, and this runner-up may be we could stop, but okay.
Oh, no.
I peed on an electric cattle fence because I thought it would be funny. It was, just not for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be Alex one day.
Yeah. How we've all managed to survive as a species. Sometimes I just don't know.
Oh, I think we can all relate to this one, actually. I got a busted lip from punching myself in the mouth trying to rip a wax strip off my leg.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay, here's where we're in. For real. I broke my foot practicing the finishing move in The Karate Kid. I was 20 years old.
Yep. I broke a toe swinging on, we had this gym thing in our backyard and we had a climbing rope and I would climb up onto the treehouse part and I would swing on the rope, which is not what it was intended for. And I came back and I smashed into the side of the wood and broke my toe.
Oh, yeah. Ow.
Oh, my God.
My toe. It's still all gimpy. It's to this day, I have a maimed toe.
Greg says, sorry that I'm late. Hey, Greg, thanks for coming by. We're talking about the stupidest injuries you ever given yourself or of the of that ilk. Right. Shandy, have you ever had some dumb injuries?
I broke my foot playing tag with some small kids at a park when I was in high school. And I don't usually spontaneously play with kids, but we were waiting for my friend's tattoo appointment. We went to a park in the same neighborhood and we're just passing time. And I think what that taught me was don't play with kids. But also, I do feel kind of bad for the kids because we were having a fun time, and I think they were chasing me, and then I was wearing shoes that were not running shoes, they were platforms. I shouldn't have been running on them, and the ground was uneven, and so I just tripped or something or whatever and fell, and then. And my foot, I heard the crack and everything.
Oh no! Oh no!
And then I couldn't like really walk after that. And the poor kids, like, I hope, you know, that then we just like left. So I hope that they weren't scarred by that. I hope they didn't think that they did anything wrong. Because they didn't.
Something they still talk about in therapy to this day.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of odd. You're like playing and then all of a sudden like the person who probably to them looks like an adult, like gets, you know, I was probably like 16, but gets hurt and then everyone just leaves. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, no. Adults are just like us.
Yeah. That old kid, she really got hurt. Oh my God.
I did.
Speaking of, I picked up my friend for the concert. She parked her car at a hotel that was like 10 minutes from, and we drove together there on out. And she was like, oh my God, when I got here, these old ladies were getting into a van with lawn chairs and they were dressed like they were going to a concert. I bet they were coming to see Alanis because they just had that vibe of like old ladies going to see Alanis. And I was like, oh, like, how old are we talking? Like 60s, 70s, 80s? And she was like, no, they looked like they were 45. And I was like, Sarah, we're 37. What are you talking about?
You're only as old as you feel.
I was like, that's us in not even 10 years. And we're still going to go to these concerts. She was like, I know.
Oh, man.
It was really funny. Greg said, I tripped over a hula hoop as a kid and busted my chin open. Had to get stitches.
Ow.
Yeesh. Oh, yikes.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I hope your chin is, I mean, it's better.
But yeah, tell me how is your chin as it
heals. So residual page.
Yeah. Have I ever told you, or has Frank ever told you the story of his finger?
No.
I don't think so.
It's a little bit gruesome, and it's too bad that he's not here to tell it himself and to show you. When you meet him in person, he can do his party trick. But when he was a really little kid, like, I don't know, probably like 4 or 5, he was sitting down on this sort of like bed type bench thing that had like tubes that, like, when you sit down, they fold. They like...
Okay. Yeah.
And, and so he had his...
Like a futon kind of thing?
Maybe. I'm not entirely sure. Like a camp bed or something that like folds down. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so he had his hand down like where two of these tubes would...
In the crease.
In the crease. And a little girl came... I mean, a little girl, like his contemporary, came and sat down next to him and it sliced off a piece of his finger.
Mm.
And so, like, you know, it was, like, bleeding and everything. I mean, it clean, like, cut it off. And he had to go to the hospital and everything. And like, to this day, his two fingers, like, on the two hands are not the same length on his middle finger. And then I mean, he's totally fine. But like, Colleen, to your point of, like, not really feeling.
Yeah.
Or feeling, like, weird when you touch the tip.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
And Frank's like,
or he,
and people will ask like, oh, did they try to reattach it? And to which Frank answers, they fucking threw it away. They threw it in the garbage.
I guess so, like, it wasn't enough to reattach.
At like, I don't know if he was at like daycare or what, but they threw it away there. So when it didn't go with him to the hospital. And this
well,
would have
at
been
least we know it's biodegradable.
Sorry. But this would have been the late 70s, so I'm not sure what this how medicine was doing in terms of like reattaching things. I don't know. But yeah, it went to the garbage.
Cool.
Yeah. But he, like his nail has grown back and everything, but it's a little bit different than on the other side.
Cool.
Ooh, cool story.
Cool story. Ooh. All right. On that note, let's take a quick break. We'll be back in just a second.
Sorry, I know that's gruesome, but it's like the one story that I know of, like,
Hashtag reality, man.
Yeah, it's
hashtag reality. It's real. Much better when Frank tells it, but yeah.
Well,
next
maybe
time
he can tell it for a page.
To see his fingers.
Alrighty, we are back. We're ready to get into the feedback portion of our show. We will start with some facey-back, some feedback from the Facebook group. Matt had actually clarified that Schmigadoon is on Apple TV+. I think it was Lorne Michaels, I just assumed, with Peacock. Like, you know, I was like, oh, it's a Lorne Michaels-produced show. Why wouldn't it be there? So that was my bad. Gail said, I need a second drink listening to the sad cat stories. Oh, girl, I need a second drink just telling the sad cat stories. So, yeah. And editing sad cat stories.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a happy ending so far for one of them. So, yay!
For one of them.
It's true.
Take the wins where we can get them.
Amen.
And then, Martha had a roommate story that wasn't really... So, this is last week we did the roommate horror stories. It wasn't really a horror story, but here it is. When I worked at Disney World, all of us international cast members lived in the same complex, and they intentionally placed you with people from other countries so you could practice your English, learn from other cultures, etc. Honestly, cool. They should have done that with the Americans, because we're the ones that could benefit from learning from other cultures, because we're all giant assholes. And it was very similar to a college dorm experience. When I arrived at my apartment, four girls, two rooms, I got paired with a girl from Germany. She never talked to me, like, ever. A few days after I arrived, I learned from my other roomies that she said to them, I hope we don't get a Mexican.
Oh my god.
Well, she sounds like an asshole too.
A real treat.
Yeah. Like, the few things she ever said to anyone. So that was one of the few things she said to anyone.
It's like, girl, you're German. Don't lean into that shit.
Right?
I didn't say anything to her, obviously. She never did anything. She just ignored me. Never helped out cleaning, wasn't messy, but didn't pitch in to help. She even had her own bag of trash because she didn't want to share with the rest of us three girls. If you're, going to go to an international Disney World experience, maybe you should get over your racism, but okay.
She also just sounds like a really bad fit to, be working at the happiest place on earth.
Exactly.
She really just doesn't sound like a very happy person.
I kind of want to know what she did. And also, I want to know what Martha did as a cast member.
Yeah. Yes. Martha, we have follow-up questions.
Follow-up questions. Also, this roommate, she was weird. She went to bed at 8 p.m. What? Wait, what'd you say?
I can kind of understand that. I mean, just, that's a little bit early. Especially when you're younger. That's early.
When I got home from work at 10 p.m., I wanted to take a shower, get ready to go to a club or a party, and it bothered her that I turned on the light.
Oh,
I'm not even sorry you don't have a social life. And of course, I came back home way too late and most of the time drunk, and I'm certain I woke her up many times, but she would never say anything to me. It was more of an uncomfortable living situation, which lasted almost my whole year there.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
And a story was that we complained with the manager of the complex that she didn't help out, had a meeting, she decided to move, and we finally had harmony in the apartment.
That's such a bummer, because, that could have been so much fun. If you get a good roommate, that could be, a lifelong friend. Especially in such a unique experience.
Mm-hmm. They could be.
It's true, though. A roommate makes or breaks an experience.
Yeah.
With the exception of my sister's case, in which her roommate lit her room on fire, as told last week. I edited that story out, I think, for everybody else.
A little bit of a bummer ending there.
A little bit of a bummer ending. And she woke up and, her roommate had set the bed on fire because she came home drunk and whatever it was, set it on fire.
as one does when they come back from the club.
From the club.
Apparently. She lit it up.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Rest in peace.
That's true. Not just Miguel of the Dead.
Might name episode title in her tribute, but
there you go.
Yep.
Maybe we'll see. Might have to ask my sister for permission for that one. She might be like, "Fuck no," or Anyway, she didn't die from a fire. All things that were edited out of last week's episode, because I was like, man, this is, I think I edited it out. I mean, if I'm repeating this story, please tell me, and I'll just edit it out this week. anyway, Martha, your story, recentering, getting back to where we were. This chick sounded no fun.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, she sounded like the worst.
But yes. More deets, please.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about your Disney experience.
Yes.
Son's terrible roommate.
Or even more terrible stuff. Roommate stories. Hmm. But no, I want to know. I'm always so jealous of like all the Disney people. But anyway, thank you. Yeah, I'm always down for Disney stories. Tell us more. I know you've got more Disney stories because I know the roommate is not where the crazy shit ended or even began. Tell us more. All right, now it's time for the Mats, which she said.
I don't even think we went that long.
I'm going to make everybody wait a bit for it.
I had been pumping in bed.
That's the worst because it's all sticky.
Ooh. I guess the swelling is going down.
And then Monday morning, it was several sizes bigger than that.
Boy.
She went back to eating it voraciously.
Oh, God. What were we talking about with that?
Fiona eating.
The cat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Her appetite came back
the very next day. Well, maybe not the very next day, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Anyway. We can switch and do the oral. Do the oral.
Yes.
Do the
Apparently
oral.
Apparently both make a puke.
Sit down and really go at it.
We can do college roommate.
Mm.
Oh. Like, you think of it as, like, college roommate is, like, their name. Like, we can do college roommate.
I kind of thought the same. Or, right. Like, family love Michael.
Totally. Oh, wait. Is it my turn now? Or is it your turn? It's my turn, right? Okay. That's what I thought. We would have done them in our last days there.
No. Not to super plug myself.
Hey, plug yourself away.
Hey, if that's what you're into.
It's been we're still in a pandemic. You plug you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, pandemic or not?
Yeah.
Hey,
go plug yourself. That's what I'm going to start to say to
people
now.
Little self plugging every now and again.
Go plug yourself.
Never did any harm.
Mm-hmm.
Go plug yourself.
All right, let's just land the ship. We're gonna finish this with an Annie update, and then we're gonna go not here.
Hey, this week away from Andy's coworker, Andy writes in, "Hey, broads. Last week, in my attempt to get an email in, I totally forgot to wish Amanda a happy belated birthday since that happened during your hiatus." I also forgot to mention a while back in May was World Redhead Day, but apparently there is a redhead festival going on this weekend in the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah. Your favorite festival.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Inevitably, every year, someone will post something and tag me on Facebook about it, so I'm well aware that this thing exists.
Love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're still in Jason's D. I certainly want to give new employees the benefit of the doubt, but unfortunately sometimes my department doesn't draw in the best and brightest. So I often have to wonder with new people, are they just new or incompetent? And with this new guy, it seems like he sadly falls in the latter category. There isn't any news about him right now, but I suppose there will be something when I return to work, not unlike Troy with the pizzas in that episode of Community. Side note, which I still haven't seen.
Community is a great show.
What I keep hearing. I think I watched a couple of episodes and then I just haven't, but I'll go back eventually, maybe. Anyway, glad Maggie liked the book I heard about. I still haven't gotten to read it yet, but maybe that'll motivate me to check it out myself. I do have an instance where one of my college roommates maybe had sex with me in the room, but I can't confirm anything since I was asleep. I woke up with him and a girl he knew in his bed. She was in a pajama shirt and shorts, and I didn't see either naked. It is probably a stretch. Well, that's it. Slower week, but I expect we'll have a lot of stuff next time. Hashtag 5 years with hers and not long enough away from him. Andy.
Mm.
Well, good luck next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
And I guess this person is no longer sort of like new. So I think you're probably right that in the question of new or incompetent, they're probably incompetent.
God, I hope nobody is saying that about me at my job.
No, you are still new.
Yes.
Andy's coworker has been there for a while now.
But so. We've been talking about 6 months as the cutoff. Maybe I'm just getting very personal right now.
I mean, that is what they say, that it takes 6 months to feel comfortable in a new position.
Right. And I think there's a difference between like feeling comfortable and still like not knowing everything about the job and having to ask like for help sometimes, or like maybe making like some mistakes, versus like showing up 2 hours late consistently and not being able to do the simplest of tasks, you know? Like after months.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's like not getting to work on time has nothing to do with you learning how to do the job.
Right.
Right.
Well, maybe it has to do with why you're not learning how to do the job, because you're just not there.
A fair point, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Well, anyway, Andy, best of luck.
Yes.
Indeed.
Keep us posted. Thank you for emailing in, though. Thank you to everybody that contributed Facebook. Thank you to everybody that contributed feedback. We really love getting feedback. If you have any feedback, you can email us, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can go to the Facebook page, the Jane Jack one, the broadcast one, Instagram. You can get us Facebook, however you want to. You can leave us a voicemail, 331-276-2373. Thank you, though, everybody. We really do appreciate it. We appreciate you listening. Thank you. If you have any stupid injury stories that may or may not involve chopped off fingers, let us know as well.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
If it's the whole finger, that's just gross. We don't want to hear about it.
No, I want to hear about that too, I guess. Just phrase okay, we'll it just in a nice way.
For Colleen's eyes only, right?
For
right
Colleen's eyes only.
Yeah, in the subject.
Yeah. I found out today. So Alex, you know how I always joke about how he hits his head on a daily basis? So Alex literally does injure himself all the time. And we noticed about a month ago that his tooth was changing color. And we took him to the dentist today. And it turns out he has a dead tooth. It's changing colors because there's broken blood vessels from trauma, because he smacked himself in the face at some point, and it, yeah, has slowly been changing color. So, he's just going to have a slight... So if you're here for the podcast meetup for the next couple of years until he loses it and you notice his tooth is slightly colored, now you know why.
Damn.
Yeah, he plays
well,
hard.
Well, he's, yeah.
Well, at least it's a baby tooth and not a full-grown tooth.
Thank God it's
tooth.
A baby tooth. So, you know, we just have
hopefully
to make sure
by the time his adult teeth grow in, he will be less clumsy. I thought when
he's
you said
not
like
clumsy,
how he injures
he
himself all the time,
hard.
Or how he hits himself. I thought you meant he like hits himself. I was like,
no,
I don't remember that.
No.
Yes, lots of accidents though. Yes, accident prone.
He's so like he can hold a pencil like better than Zachary at this point. Like he's really good. He's got such great fine motor skills. But like that kid plays hard. Like he runs at full speed and then he falls, or he runs into something, or he like the time he tried to walk off, he walked off the couch because he was trying to walk on air and just was like boom.
this all tracks.
Yeah, this all tracks. So like, yeah, the poor kid. So it is slightly discolored, and you know, as I explained, that's because there's broken blood vessels, and I'm like, oh yeah, it does kind of look like that.
I want to know like. How much of him really thought that he would walk on air? That's kind of awesome.
I think all of it. All of him. Because he tried. I mean, this was early in the pandemic. So this was definitely like a year and a half-ish ago. Like, this had to have happened like May, June of the pandemic. It wasn't, this didn't happen recently, but like, yeah, he walked off the edge of the couch and we were like, what the fuck? And he was like, I wanted to walk on the air. We're like, okay.
As one does.
As one does. Oh. Like he's somersaulted off of the couch. He smacked his head into the thing that, you know, like the drink holder on the end of the couch. He's smacked his head on the round table that we got specifically so it would have no sharp edges. He's still not injured on that. Like,
oh, no.
He jumps on, like, the beds. Like, he's just, he's very fearless in all that he does. And I'm very grateful that the worst injury that we have, knock on wood, so far encountered with Alex is a dead tooth.
A baby tooth.
Exactly.
That's a very important quantifier.
Exactly.
Dead baby tooth. Exactly. That sounds really funny.
The name of like a punk band.
Yeah. Dead baby tooth.
Good evening. We're dead baby tooth.
No, you got to say it in a British accent because that's the only way I'll accept it.
No, but wasn't there a time in the zeitgeist that we would always like collectively joke about dead babies? It's like about like high school or something.
Oh yeah, there was like dead baby jokes. They were like Helen Keller jokes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which are probably also like not cool.
Just terrible.
All of them just awful.
Just really terrible. Yeah. I just had this weird flashback though.
I completely forgot about that. Oh God, God, the late 90s, early 2000s fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were we doing?
It was just a bad time for fashion. It was a bad time for everything.
It was a time. Yeah. We were going through some shit. There was Columbine. There was 9/11. Like, there, it was a time.
Yeah. We just needed our low-rise skinny jeans to cope. And our literal rose-colored glasses. Remember? Colored sunglasses. Yeah. Like, sunglasses that didn't actually sunglass were very I had a blue pair. They did not protect my eyes from the sun.
No. Not like, to be
ozone
young.
Ozone hole, schmozone hole.
Right? Like, I'll be fine.
Oh my God, to be young and not realize why you need the UV
protection?
Yeah, like the UV protection. What's it called though?
SPF?
No, that's your skin.
UV protection?
No. Don't put SPF in your eyes, but yeah.
A sun condom.
Oh, you know, I'm writing all these things down right now, not for episode titles, but I'm going to quiz us next year on things that we talked about, and I'm going to say dead baby tooth and sun condoms, and then I'm going to be like, what episode was that? And you're going to be like, I have no idea, and I'm going to laugh.
And I'm going to say, hey, wasn't there a time when we used to joke about dead babies? Because I've forgotten that I already made that thing.
Because we live in the Matrix.
Polarized. Is it polarized?
Ah, maybe.
Maybe.
I think it's polarized. But, like, it looks a little different. It took me a long... When I got my first pair of glasses that were polarized, I got them because my non-polarized glasses had floated away in the Pacific Ocean on... at La Jolla Shores at Comic-Con a few years ago.
It wasn't your phone.
And I had to go get a new pair at Seaport Village or wherever the fuck we were after that. And polarized was my only option. I was like, wow, it's real weird. It really is like looking through glasses that are clear. But whatever. Okay, the end.
Watching something else and you said polarized like 18 times.
I did.
Just overdub it with that, whatever the correct word ends up being.
No, I'm going to post, okay, if I'm wrong, right here, I'm going to do an editor's note, like, be like, correction, it was this. It is polarized. Ha ha! I don't have to do a correction because Jana just saved the day.
Oh, I kind of wish you did. I feel like the overdub would have been real fun.
Maybe next time.
Okay.
Or maybe I will. No, I probably won't. Maybe I will, though.
No, it's not worth it if you were correct the first time.
If I was correct the first time, it doesn't work so well. Yeah. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate it. Next week is episode 69. Woo! I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. Probably not going to 69 for it, but, like, I don't know. Not each other, at least.
No. I mean, virtually, that would be kind of hard.
It would be so so weird.
We're probably not going to 69.
You know, we'll leave the door open just in case we change our minds.
I might not find anything to talk about. All the people out there are suddenly like, we want to hear more about the cutoff finger.
Oh, dear.
I can't breathe. I just lost my pen. I hope I don't have to write anything else down.
So much fun. You'll drop your pen.
That's how I'm going to start the episode description. Is this episode is so much fun, you'll drop your pen. You'll
drop your pen.
You just have to wait an hour and 20 minutes to get to the fun part.
Worth the wait, I promise.
I promise. Wait, do you see how we're going to celebrate 6.9? I think Ro has come up with next week's episode title, A Three-Way 69.
It's like a better version of the human centipede. Which I'm so sorry I even made a reference to the human centipede.
That's the worst movie ever. There's no coming back from that.
No.
There's
no coming back from that. You know, last time you did that, I had to go to a commercial break, so now I'm just going to end the show.
I will have you know, as a side note, I've never actually watched that movie, but at the time that we were driving back from Seattle when our clutch went out on the top of Snoqualmie Pass and we had to get our car fixed, we had to stay in a hotel, and Frank watched that movie on his laptop, and I was sitting next to him in the motel bed, like, blocking it from my peripheral vision.
So you weren't cock-blocking him, you were movie-blocking him.
Yes. So, you know, yeah. It's moral of the story. Be careful with your card. Don't break down.
The broadcasters3@gmail.com. 331-276-2373. Thank you to the patrons that joined us tonight. We appreciate you being here, and we had fun.
Indeed.
I'm using a new microphone for the first time in 233 shows tonight, so hopefully it sounds great. Woohoo! If not, I'll have to change positions for the 69 show. I don't know. We'll find out how good it was when I edit this. All right, let's get out of here. Let's not kill the good thing. Okay. Thank you, patrons. If you want to be a patron, patreon.com/JandJack. Thank you to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rickner, Doc from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for listening. I don't even know what else, but all the other usual stuff. What's the other usual stuff? No, we're good. We got everything.
I think we're good.
Fun show. Good times. All right. On that note, everybody, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. I said this like 15 times already. I'm sure I'm going to edit like 14 of them out, and that's the only one that you've heard. So on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.